You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
I love it so much because it's like normally you are home by yourself, but when you come here, you meet all kinds of people from other countries that you don't know. But your drums are like, when you go like ging 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 ging, I'm like yeah. Yeah, the wood carvings and African clothes and everything. I think last year you bought some stuff from me. Yeah, and I've been doing good. Yeah.
Awesome, amazing. There's so much spirit here, so much life. So many cultures coming together to dance, celebrate Africa. You know, the Burundian dancers and drummers and dancers, the Ghanaians here supporting the Nigerians, the Kenyans, the lovely food from Mary's Cuisine. You know, it goes on and on, and the spirit that is in here, it's just invigorating. I love it. I am a music teacher, entrepreneur, and humanitarian, and I have a business, Questoma Creations and Questoma Musical Services, but most of all, I love culture. I like to bring people together and build culture. And this is something that strikes a big chord in me, because that's how we can break racial barriers and work together to bring about unity and supporting not only ourselves, but people back home who need our support and encouragement. So, for instance, I'm working on a project, the Pretoria Legacy Project, that is working to rebuild a school in Ghana to help it make it more accessible for underprivileged children to be able to afford to go to school. Oh, everything, a little bit of everything, clothes, carvings, artifacts, CDs from musicians who have performed here, bags, hats, sandals, jewelry, the list goes on. So come on out and see for yourself.
Oh, well, it's entertaining and it's educative. Lots of people are coming to, you know, see it. And it's good for the community and for the township of Halifax.
You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices. Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.